a marginal decline in food inflation we hear from the government at the station.
The slowdown in food inflation is sharper as it decreased by 4.6% percentage point between September 2023 and October 2023 relative to the 1.6 percentage point drop for non-food inflation as it declined from 29.3% to 27.7% for the month of October 2023.
Also ahead of the 2024 budget presentation, Chamber of Young Entrepreneurs questions government's failure to implement the Youth Start program.
What plans they have going forward? Are we going to do it this year, especially when it's election year, or we are waiting to do it during the election year? So yes, it never materialized, and we want to know why and when they want to really, really do the Youth Start.
Also ahead, reports of extortion by the police impacting on transit trade. We hear from the Ghana Shippers Authority, which is warning that importers are switching to other ports to transact business.
Sometimes there are delays, undue delays, which are quite unjustifiable, you know, and demands for.
The month of October 2023 has dropped to 35.2% from the 38.1% recorded in September this year. The Ghana Statistical Service attributes the decrease in general inflation to the marginal drop in food inflation. Food inflation in the period was 44.8%, whilst non-food was 27.7%. Here's government statistician Professor Samuel Kobna in him addressing the media.
Rate of inflation for the month of October 2023 stood at 35.2, which literally means that between October 2022 and October 2023, prices of goods and services went up by 35.2%. This rate of inflation, which signifies the third consecutive drop slowdown in the rate of inflation, is 2.9 percentage points lower than the rate that was recorded for September 2023, which had a rate of inflation of 38.1%. We disaggregate this rate of inflation from two perspectives, food and non-food inflation, and locally produced items and imported items. Between food and non-food inflation, food inflation was 44.8% for the month of October 2023 relative to 27.7% for non-food inflation for the same time, October 2023. The slowdown in food inflation is sharper as it decreased by 4.6% percentage point between September 2023 and October 2023 relative to the 1.6 percentage point drop for non-food inflation as it declined from 29.3% to 27.7% for the month of October 2023. From a locally produced item and in an imported item perspective, we recorded a 2.6 percentage point drop between inflation for imported items and inflation for locally produced items, with inflation for imported items 37.0% and inflation for locally produced items 34.4%. On a month-on-month basis, monthly rate of inflation for October 2023 stood at 0.6%, indicating that prices of goods and services between September 2023 and October 2023 went up by 0.6%. This indicates a 1.3 percentage point drop between the rate that was recorded in September 2023, 1.96%, relative to 0.6% for October 2023.
Now, Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Chamber of Young Entrepreneurs, Sherif Ghali, has accused government of failing to implement the Youth Start program as promised. According to him, few small and medium-sized businesses have received funding from the program whilst in its pilot stage. Speaking on the Joy Business Pre-Budget Forum, Mr. Ghali called for a clear roadmap on the administration of funds under such programs if government wants to address the challenge of funding in the SME sector.
Actually, it hasn't even not the resource, they couldn't even start them. And one of them was a Youth Start that was targeted to create 1 million jobs. It was never implemented. There was a prototype. I don't know how you prototype giving money, but there was a prototype and some few young entrepreneurs were giving some few monies, and then that was all. So it never materialized. And we would like to hear from the finance minister, why is it that we don't have the 10 million we promised? Or we deliberately just gave the young people that marvel, no, we're going to create 1 million jobs and support those of you who want to be entrepreneurs. So we really want to see why it never materialized. And secondly, we would want to see what plans they have going forward. Are we going to do it this year, especially when it's election year? Or we are waiting to do it during the election year? So yes, it never materialized, and we want to know why and when they want to really, really do the U-start.
Now, the Ghana Shippers Authority is concerned that report